Hello, my name is Peter. It's lovely to be with you again so soon. There are some lovely prayers in the prayer book, and we will start with one of those. Blessed are you, Sovereign God, Creator of all. To you be glory and praise forever. You founded the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. In the fullness of time, you made us in your image. And in these last days, you have spoken to us in your Son, Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. As we rejoice in the gift of your presence among us, let the light of your love always shine in our hearts, your Spirit ever renew our lives, and your praises ever be on our lips. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Probably notice that there are three things which are mentioned in that prayer to do. The first one is to keep the light of God's love shining in our hearts. The second one is for the Spirit, Holy Spirit, to ever renew our lives. And the third one is to keep that God's praise going to ever be on our lips. The Lord be with you and also with you. As God's people we have gathered, let him us worship him together. We're now going to say a confession. We have willfully misused your gifts of creation. Lord, be merciful. Forgive us our sin. We have seen the ill treatment of others and have not gone to their aid. Lord, be merciful. Forgive us our sin. We have condoned evil and dishonesty and failed to strive for justice. Lord, be merciful. Forgive us our sin. We have heard the good news of Christ, but have failed to share it with others. Lord, be merciful. Forgive us our sin. We have not loved you with all our heart, nor our neighbours as ourselves. Lord, be merciful. Forgive us our sin. Almighty God, who in Jesus Christ has given us a kingdom that cannot be destroyed, forgive us our sins, open our eyes to God's truth, strengthen us to do God's will, and give you the joy of his kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now we say the collect for Sunday, the 14th of September, Trinity 13. Almighty God, who in the passion of your blessed Son made an instrument of painful death to be for us the means of life and peace, grant us so to glorify in the cross of Christ that we may gladly suffer for his sake, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now we have our first reading from Philippians, the letter of Paul, chapter 2, and beginning at verse 5. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature sin at God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place, and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. There are some bits in this passage which show us about what it meant for Jesus to die on the cross, but also that he was still God. And today is the festival of the Holy Cross. Our gospel passage is also about the cross, both in picture and in God's love for us. It's from John chapter 3, verse 13 to 17. No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Perhaps we don't often celebrate Holy Cross Sunday, but it gives us a further chance to think of what Christ did for us on the cross. Paul's summary of what Jesus went through in Philippians helps us to see the wider sacrifice that Jesus made on our behalf. Jesus died for our sins, yes, but before that he took on human form, leaving the glory of being equal with God. He put away his power, his superior knowledge and omnipresence, so that he knew what it was like to be one of us. He left our temptations and challenges, but without sin, Jesus called himself a servant, which made him vulnerable to what others thought and did to him. He did not force anyone's freedom of choice, but led a humble life by example for others to follow. People long for the miracles and healings he performs and often forget him soon after. In fact, the rulers of the day hated Jesus and found ways of torturing him and giving him a nasty, prolonged death. But he said, "Father, forgive them." And after his death, God the Father exalted Jesus so that all rulers, powers, and authorities would need to bow down to him. Every tongue would confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The cross was an instrument of torture which represented not Jesus' weakness in submitting, but his absolute love to take upon himself our sins so that we could be forgiven once for all. Perhaps that is why we call it Holy Cross Sunday, because we refresh our memory of his sacrifice to save us. Arthur Blessett, who died in January this year, aged 84, was well known for carrying a 12-foot cross around the world. He visited 325 countries and island groups and walked 43,000 miles in his adult lifetime. And Arthur was inspired by the words of Jesus, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me," which he literally did to every nation. He was a legend when I was at university and he came to talk to us about the sacrifice of carrying a cross around, but especially the joy of knowing Jesus as the one who died for his saving and saving us on the cross. Arthur was arrested 24 times in the more Christian-resistant countries and lost his cross twice. He was accompanied by his wife Denise to 294 of those countries. Of course, I'm not making a call for us to continue Arthur's pilgrimage, which was absolutely unique, but I am asking us to consider what it means to be sacrificial in our Christian lives. There is a popular colloquialism that we all have to bear our own crosses, but this often has an implication that these are the result of having made past mistakes in life's decisions. When Jesus took up the cross and asked us to take up ours, he was simply asking us to be sacrificial for others and prepared to take the consequences of opposition by those who can't believe. However, we go out with a certainty of the healing power of the cross. As the brass serpent was lifted up on the pole as a focus for the healing of serpent bites in the Hebrew migration through the wilderness, so we read in John, we are saved from the consequences of our rebellion and resistance, death without God. Jesus had challenged Paul when he went out to persecute the Christians in Damascus and reminded him that he had died on the cross for him too. And Paul saw the light and submitted to the lordship of Jesus in his life. and receiving forgiveness for his opposition when he changed his mind. And Paul, when he wrote to the Philippians Christians, he was in chains in Rome because following Jesus caused him to be opposed by the Jews who thought he had gone soft on his Jewish faith. He praised the Philippians for their love for others, but urged them to accept the opposition they now faced. Following Jesus meant being prepared to persevere through suffering too, and continue giving and loving others through it. I wonder what stories we have of standing up in the face of opposition to others who mock us or ignore us or pass us by for our loyalty to Jesus. Amen. Loving obedience to God is shown by Jesus to be a quality rich in courage and wisdom, a quality to be highly respected. Let us pray. As sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father responding to his call, let us bring to him our needs and concerns, that we may all learn to think God's way and desire to do his will above everything else, that we may be ready to suffer if necessary, and put ourselves out and do that cheerfully, considering it a privilege. In the spirit of obedience, we ask your guidance, that the craving to be most powerful may be transformed into a yearning for mutual respect and harmony, that wealth may not shout louder than right, and the whisper of truth may be heard above the clamour of expediency. In the spirit of obedience, we ask your guidance, that within our homes and places of work, we may practice self-discipline in all that we say, and in the way that it is said, using our mouths to speak wisely and positively with love in both hearts and voices. In the spirit of obedience, we ask your guidance, that those whose bodies or spirits are heavy with suffering may be given courage and hope, ease from the pain, and healing to wholeness. We pause for a moment as we think about any suffering that we would like to bring to God for healing and wholeness, and for any suffering that we would like to bring on behalf of others for healing and wholeness. We thank you for your compassion, dear Jesus, upon those that we have brought before you. Please heal them and give them your peace, your comfort, and your loving presence, and that we may know how best to help them. In the spirit of obedience, we ask your guidance, that those who have died in faith, including Jane Kennett, may rise to eternal life, and that we may so live on earth that we are all prepared for meeting you face to face in heaven. We thank you, Lord, for the example of loved ones who have gone on before us. We thank you, Lord, for those who have taught us, and those whom we are feeling huge loss. We pray that in our bereavement we may turn our love towards you. In the spirit of obedience, we ask your guidance, that as we rejoice in the perfect love and obedience of Jesus, we may find his life transforming ours. Merciful Father, I accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. We say together the prayer that our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. we go out to serve God in the world. God of power, may the boldness of your Spirit transform us. May the gentleness of your Spirit lead us. May the gifts of your Spirit equip us to serve and worship you now and always. Now our blessing. May our Lord Jesus Christ and God our Father, who loved us and in his grace gave us unfailing courage and a firm hope, encourage you and strengthen you to always do and say what is good. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all those whom you love, now and forever. Amen.